Actually, almost can't believe that I'm saying this, but it's day 150 of hashtag 365. How mad is that? 150. So many episodes, so many days. Such an epic journey. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, I want to talk about the fact that I've managed to get back on track with my fitness pal and logging my calories. And you know what? I'm so glad I did. Because yesterday, let me tell you what happened. In the morning, did the podcast, was thinking to myself, right, got to get on it today, got to make sure I log my calories, got to do that. By about 11 o'clock, I realised I hadn't put anything in my fitness pal. I was like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? Just bashed the microphone there. Why have I not put anything in my fitness pal? So I thought about what I'd had, and I had like a peanut bar, like a Clif peanut bar thing, like a protein bar type thing. And I'd had a black coffee, and that was pretty much it. So I stuck that in. Turned out that was about 280, 300 calories. So I was like, geez, that's a bad start to the day. Then I went and had some lunch, and I had like a fennel apple salad, which was quite light. But I also had a portion, like a small portion of chips and some mayonnaise. So I put all that in. And before I knew it, I was up to like 900 calories or something like that. But I thought, you know, that's fine. Got loads of calories left for the day. I'll be able to have some dinner later. Da, 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 da. But then I started grazing in the office. One of my colleagues had brought in some chocolates. Little, tiny little chocolates. Little, you know, the lint balls? Those like round truffle balls. But they were like half the size of that again. Like tiny mini little lint balls. Little truffles. And I probably ate about 10 or 11 of those. And I was like, oh, God. I've just smashed through loads of those. I ought to put those in my fitness pal. So I went in my fitness pal and I kind of calculated that each one of the little ones was probably about half the size of a big one. Put 10 in, bam, 400 calories. I was like, oh my God, 400 calories? That's absolutely ludicrous. Which then took me up to like 1300, 1400. So all I could have for dinner was like a little bit of salad. That's all I had. What a waste of calories. And this is the whole point of monitoring your calories. This is the whole point. Had I not put those in my fitness pal, there's no way I would have thought that was as many calories as that. And I probably would have had a full dinner and I would have been way over my calories. You know, this is how calorie creep works. If you don't carefully monitor what's going into your body, you kind of lose perspective and you start falling back into old habits. You know, portion sizes grow, couple of sweets go amiss, but it's always adding those calories on. So it was a real wake-up call. I'm really glad it happened, and I'm totally back on it with my fitness pal now, so feeling good, feeling like it's going to be a good way in. However, as I mentioned, there is rather a large obstacle on the way, a massive rock and metal festival that I'm going to tomorrow night, and I'll be there for 3 days, the last day of course being a weigh-in. Sweet Lord. I'm going to have to be like absolutely on it with my fitness pal. Otherwise, it's going to be a complete unmitigated disaster. This could be like Venice Gate 2, but worse. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow.